What is your opinion on that?
Hello?
Hey, is this Lanya?
Yeah, this is Lanya.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm a little busy here, but I wanted to give you a call here. We did just get your web application here. It does look like you were interested in both the equipment and working capital programs here. Is that correct? Okay. If I could just confirm some quick details here on your profile, I can answer any questions that you have and see what we might be able to do for you. As far as a good contact number, is the 313-790-6835 the best number for you?
Yes, that's the best number for me.
Okay. And can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
My billing address is, my billing for my my business is, the business office is 5083 Bedford, Detroit, Michigan, 48224.
Perfect. And then as far as like your business classification, are you guys a C Corp, S Corp, LLC, partnership?
We are LLC.
LLC, okay.
Yes, sir.
And how long have you guys been in business?
We opened a business 2006.
2006, so about 10 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the email there, I have lonionkwo@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So, you know, we have many programs here. I know you put down you're interested in both. If you just want to kind of paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can point you in the right direction there.
Okay. I don't know what kind of program do you have?
So we do working capital and equipment financing.
Okay.
So as far as are you familiar with working capital and how that works?
I don't know how it works, you know. I know I had a loan now with On Deck.
You do have one with On Deck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you looking to consolidate that, or what was it you were looking to do with the business?
We wanted to consolidate that bill because they take the money every month from my account.
Okay.
And the purpose of the money that I borrow, you know, is we're doing a business expansion. We went to open another location, but we need the money to renovate the house.
I see. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Where's this new location? Is it close to the current one, or?
It's not too far from the current one.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is it you do there with the business?
We have a group home business. It's a group home where we take care of people with a mental disability.
Okay, mental disability. Okay. And so basically, with the new location you're looking up, is this just for expansion? Are you keeping the current location?
We're still going to keep the current location. It's just for expansion.
Okay. And when were you looking to make this move?
We're trying to get the license. The problem is we haven't finished fixing the, you know, getting the place, you know, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You do have it picked out, though? You have the location already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so basically you were just looking for some capital there to kind of hold over operations, or what was the capital going to be used for?
The capital is for the operation, you know, because, you know, the money we have now, we use it to do our business, but it's not enough to get us moved to another step.
I see. So how much did you think you were going to be looking to bring on?
I don't know how much you can qualify. You can tell us how much you can give me.
Yeah, of course. So,
yes, sir.
As far as the On Deck loan, do you know the current balance on that and kind of where you're at there?
We just checked now. They say it's $48,000
balance?
Yes.
And you said it's a monthly payment?
It's a daily payment.
Daily payment, okay.
Yes.
Do you know what the daily amount is?
The daily amount, they take $276 every day.
270 or 17?
276. Let me check him. I know it's about 200. Let me check first.
Yeah, no worries.
Let me check in the computer.
$276. Okay. And that's on a daily rate. Perfect. So, as far as working capital, I'm sure you're a little familiar with working with OnDeck, but it's based off of your top line revenue. So, based off of that, it's kind of what we'll be working with. Do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales for the business there, your top line?
Last year.
Correct.
I think it's 300 and something.
350,000
a year.
350,000? Okay. And how's business been for you this year? Are you guys on track to do about the same?
Yes,
more or less?
I think it's the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So as far as getting working capital for you, for the OnDeck, consolidating that might be a little difficult. Would you guys be interested in possibly a secondary position where we could get you additional capital there for the expansion there? Or was your guys' sole purpose just to consolidate the OnDeck? Because
we don't need to, take OnDeck.
Okay. So we can definitely look at a secondary position there for you. We can also look at consolidation, but it's going to be a little bit harder to push for. And then as far as equipment, what was there specific equipment you guys had in mind that you were going to need for the new location?
I didn't hear what you said, sir.
What was that?
Hello? I didn't hear what you said again. I know you said something, but you said for the new location, but I didn't hear that from the beginning.
Okay, so you guys don't have any specific equipment picked out yet or anything like that?
Okay, equipment for the business.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Hello?
No,
yeah. We haven't picked it up yet. So.
Okay, because on the equipment, as long as you guys have like a quote or an invoice on the specific equipment that you were going to be looking at, we can look at possibly financing under the equipment programs. They're much more attractive terms. They're much longer. Rates are actually much, much lower too. Did you know what kind of equipment you were going to need, even if you haven't started shopping? Did you know kind of the specifics as to what you were going to be looking for?
And we're going to need computer, some fax machine.
Okay.
But we don't know yet. We have to, go shopping for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we can just look at the capital for now. As far as that goes, I know you guys said you've been in business about 10 years. You did about mm-hmm. $350,000 in sales. The other third component we look at there is credit. How would you rate your credit there? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's fair.
Do you remember mm-hmm. what the number was the last time you pulled it, or a ballpark of where it was at?
The last time I pulled it, my Equifax is it's
688.
My experience is 650, but it looked like somebody pulled it.
Okay, so you're right around national average, maybe just a little bit under. But the good news is with the working capital programs, they look more at the cash flow there. So as long as you guys are able to do that, it's definitely something that we can look at. But I know you said you're going to be looking to bring this on as soon as possible. So as far as the application process goes, it's actually very straightforward. It's just a one-page application. And then did you guys file your 2015 taxes yet?
Yes.
Okay, so we would need a copy of the 2015 taxes, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we would just need a current balance of the on-deck loan that you have there. But once you get that over to me, I can usually get you submitted to underwriters that day and usually get you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours to see what we can work with on an approval. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days, and we can kind of see what makes most sense for the business. And if you're ready to pull the trigger, you give us a call, and we can get you funded in about 24 hours after that. So we're able to move pretty quick. It allows you to take advantage of this opportunity immediately. And then that email that I confirmed before, is that the best email there for you to shoot all this information over?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to know, where do you pull your credit report? Do you go to Equifax or TransUnion?
Say that again?
When you go to push a credit report, where do you go?
We only pull from Experian, so we only pull from one of the three. So it's not as much of a ding there towards your credit. It just helps you out, and it's pretty straightforward for us on our part as well. But that would be the only pull that we do for you.
So from I know you say that, you give money for working capital.
Correct.
So, and equipment.
Absolutely.
So, I don't really need equipment now. I need the working capital.
That's fine. Yeah, what I'll do is when I send you the email, I'll only attach the working capital application. So, you'll only have to fill that part out. But for the business, though, do you guys take credit cards as payment?
No.
No.
Just get lump sum money every month.
Okay. Then yeah, it'll be very straightforward for you. It'll just be those three things, and then the on deck balance. Is that something you have pretty readily available there?
Yeah, my husband can fax it to you now.
Yeah, if you can either fax it or email it to me. What I do, I'll put the fax number in the email when I send it to you, and then you can either email it back or fax it. The only thing is with the application, you can fill it out online. Just where it's the signature part, we have to have a physical wet signature. It can't be just typed in. So as long as that's handwritten, you can just rescan it after that and fax it or email it. It's definitely something that is pretty straightforward. But do you have a pen and paper on you by chance?
Yes, sir.
Can you just write down my number there for you just in case you run into any problems there? You can just give me a call directly.
Okay. Okay.
My number is 858.
858-252-1496.
Correct. And my name was Tyler. Again, that's T-Y-L-E-R.
T-Y-L-E-R.
Correct, Tyler. Yep. And so what I'll do, I'll get this email going right now. I will shoot that over. It's just going to summarize what we would need. It'll have my number and the fax number in there as well, so you can get it back to me that way. When do you think you might be able to get this back to me?
We can do that now because we went to funding with let me tell you the truth. I applied with funding circle.
Say that. Who have you applied with?
With Funding Circle.
Funding Circle?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know them. But, I applied them since the 17th.
On the
17th? I don't have from them. Yes.
Okay. If you can get this paperwork back to me by the end of today, I can get you submitted tomorrow or today and hopefully get you answers by tomorrow or Wednesday morning at the latest. But I will shoot this over to you now. If you have any questions, give me a call at that number. Otherwise, as soon as you get that over, we can get the ball rolling on some approvals for you, okay?
You say you want my bank statement?
Yeah, it'll be 6 months of bank statements, your 2015 tax return, and then the one-page app that'll be attached to the email, and then the current balance on your on-deck loan.
Yes, you want five stuff,
huh? What?
You want me to give you my bank statement?
Yeah, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, correct.
Okay. My tax return.
You can fax it back. Was there any other questions that you had for me while you had me on the phone?
No, sir. you know, he's gonna send the email, and then we're gonna link it with that.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. No worries. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.